Title: Anti-Seed Approach, Stretch a Breath Effects in Ableton Live 12 for Deep Jungle Atmosphere. Welcome, this is an advanced groove lesson showing an anti-seed approach, Stretch a Breath Effects in Ableton Live 12 for Deep Jungle Atmosphere. We'll take a short inhale, aggressively time stretch it, add granular and spectral grit, sculpt the tone and stereo image, and lock it into a fast drum and bass pocket so it breathes with the drums without cluttering the low end. What you will build: a long, haunting breath pad that sits behind and around drums and bass at roughly 174-176 BPM. The chain uses only Live 12 stock devices, Warp Texture or Complex Pro, Grain Delay, EQ8, Reverb on Ascend, Frequency Shifter, Utility and Compressor, resampled and tempo synced into evolving layers. Files: pick any short breath or inhale clip, mono or stereo, about 200-600 milliseconds. Set your live set to a DNB tempo, for example 174 BPM, so warps and sync devices behave predictably. Step-by-step walkthrough: follow along in your set and test against your drum loop. A. Prep the sample and session. Start by creating an audio track named Breath Raw. Drag your breath sample into arrangement or session. Confirm Live 12 tempo is set to your DNB tempo, for example 174 BPM. B. Quick audition with warp modes. Double-click the clip, turn warp on, and audition to approaches. Texture mode: set warp mode to texture. Start grain size around 4120, flux 0.25. Pull the segment to stretch the sample. Texture gives a grainy stretched result with motion. This is the usual starting point for the anti-seed approach. Complex Pro: use Complex Pro if you want smoother time stretching with formant control. Tweak formants to preserve character. Pick the sound you prefer as your starting method. C. Make the basic long stretch. Duplicate the clip to a new audio track called Breath Stretch Bass. In clip view, increase loop length to between 2 and 8 bars. For DNB, 2 to 4 bars is common. Stretch the sample to fill that loop by dragging warp segment markers, or use right-click right-arrow warp right-arrow stretch to X bars if you prefer. If using texture, increase grain size to roughly 80-180 for a smoother smear, and keep flux 0.20 for subtle variation. Nudge or transpose slightly if needed. D. Sculpt pitch and formant for darker tones. Transpose: use clip transpose or add the pitch device and set between minus 7 and minus 24 semitones. If you used Complex Pro originally, tweak formants to avoid odd artifacts. For subtle stereo pitch spread, add frequency shifter with a very low amount 0.13 Hz and enable stereo, or duplicate the track and attune one copy by plus or minus 5/20 for left/right spread. E. Add granular motion and rhythm. Place grain delay after your warp chain. Try sync mode values like 1/1, 1/2, 1/4, or unsynced MS for less mechanical motion. Set spray 4200 MS for jitter, frequency low 0.12.0 Hz, or sync to the beat for steady motion. Use pitch minus 12 to minus 36 semitones if you want heavy pitch tails. Add random pitch for variety, feedback 10-40% for repeats, and dry/wet between 20-60% to taste. Automate spray, frequency, or pitch slowly across 4-8 bars. Keep modulations slow to preserve atmosphere. Sync some changes to the groove, for example raise spray every second bar to emphasize transitions. F. Reverb and send/return. Create a return track named Breath Reverb and load a large plate or hall reverb. Set size large and decay long, 4 to 10 seconds for cavernous tails. Add a high cut and low cut inside the reverb. Roll off below 200-300 Hz to avoid mud, and tame highs above 8-10 kHz for roundness. Short pre-delay, 5-30 ms. Keeps the breath feeling rhythmic. Send the stretch track 20-60% to the reverb and put an EQ8 on the return to notch resonances and sculpt the tail so it won't clash with snares or cymbals. G. Tonal and dynamic control. EQ and sidechain. Insert EQ8 after grain delay or before the reverb send. High pass around 150-300 Hz to preserve bass clarity. Cut a range around 500-900 Hz if the breath muddies the mids. Optionally add a gentle shelf or boost around 3-6 kHz to retain air. Follow with a compressor or glue compressor for level control. Slow attack, medium release sync to tempo. Try 1/8 to 1/4 note release, and a ratio of 2:1 to 4:1. Finally, add a sidechain compressor key to your kick or snare bus, or a ghost kick, with fast attack and release so the breath ducks on drum hits and the groove remains clear. H. Resample to create static layers when you like the automated texture plus grain delay plus reverb movement. Create a new audio track called Breath Resample. Set its input to resampling or to the breath track's output, arm record, and record several bars to capture the evolving sound. Warp the resampled audio as needed and use this audio to stack, reverse small sections, or pitch shift without the CPU cost of the live chain. Final stereo shaping and microgroove duplicate the resampled audio, pan one copy left and one right slightly, and attune one by plus or minus 5/15 using pitch for width. Add utility and reduce width on the low band if the mix gets too wide. For subtle rhythmic breathing, use auto pan with a sharp shape, sync rate to 1/8 or 1/16, set shape to rectangle or triangle for a pulsed feel, and reduce amount so it breathes with the drums rather than pumping. Final polish, group all breath layers to a single bus. Add EQ8 with HP def around 120-200 Hz. If needed, add multiband dynamics to tame problem bands and a light saturator for harmonic content. Keep drive low and dry/wet subtle. Automate the group's reverb send and grain delay wet values to accent phrases. Push them up on fills or the first bar of a phrase. Common mistakes to avoid: don't use beats warp mode for long sustains. It slices transients and ruins the smear. Always high pass the breath around 120-300 Hz so it doesn't collide with bass. EQ the reverb return to prevent muddy tails. If CPU spikes, resample and disable the heavy chains. And importantly, sidechain the breath to the drums, otherwise it will fight kicks and snares. Pro tips: use small and synced spray or flux to humanize grains. Layer 1 ultra-stretched low detail layer and 1 shorter, more detailed mid/high layer for clarity. Place warp markers to stretch only the sustain and preserve the transient. Use small formant shifts sparingly for life. Create tempo-locked resampled variants, 1 bar, 2 bar, 4 bar, for arrangement flexibility. Use a choke group or drum rack if you need breath bursts that cut each other. Mini practice exercise: build a 2-bar breath that ducks on every snare and flares on the first beat of every 4 bars. 1. Pick a tilde 400 ms breath and place on breath stretch bass. 2. Warp in texture, grain size 120, flux 8, loop to 2 bars. 3. Add grain delay dry/wet 40%, pitch minus 18 cent, spray 90 ms, feedback 20%. 4. Add EQ8 HBF 180 Hz, cut 600-900 Hz by minus 3 dB, boost 4 kHz by plus 2 dB. 5. Add compressor sidechain to snare with fast attack, tilde 120 ms release, 3:1 ratio. 6. Automate reverb send up on bar 1 of every 4 for a flare. 7. Resample 2 bars, duplicate, pan L/R, detune plus or minus 8 cents and play with your drum loop. Recap: we've walked through an Andy C approach, stretch a breath effects enabled in Live 12 for deep jungle atmosphere. Key takeaways: texture mode is ideal for granular smearing. Always high pass to protect the low end. Automate granular parameters slowly for motion, sidechain to drums to preserve groove, and resample CPU heavy chains into editable audio layers. Practice the mini exercise, then expand with pitch and formant automation and tiny stereo micro motions to reach a professional sounding jungle atmosphere. Closing thought: treat the stretched breath as both instrument and atmosphere. Make it react to drums through sidechain and synced modulation, but keep it alive with small unsynced variations. The best jungle breaths feel alive without stealing the low-end foundation or the drums punch. Go build it.